Welcome to this week's edition of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. We kick off this week's show with the White County girls. The Warriorettes are coming off two solid wins over Siegel on Monday and Cumberland County on Tuesday night, and a lot of that's due to the hot start on offense.
Well, offensively, we did a good job both nights, I feel like, of executing, especially early, and getting started off early and doing some things there. And, you know, we were able to capitalize on some things at Siegel that made it a little bit easier for us offensively. And then last night against Crossville, we started off really, really well. And then, you know, they made some adjustments and got after it defensively, and it hurt us there until the fourth quarter.
You mentioned it and took the words right out of my mouth with the adjustments. What adjustments did you see them make that kind of caused issues for your team?
Well, they were more physical with us. They were just really, really physical and tried to push us out of our offense. And instead of us being able to run our offense from, you know, 18 feet, 19 feet, we're having to run it from 25 and 26. And, you know, any type of team that's able to do that to you throws a disruption and a kink in what you try to do. And then, you know, gets you comfortable, you know, or uncomfortable, I guess you should say, you know, see what's going on there. But, you know, we just made some adjustments there in the fourth and did what we needed to do. And, you know, we were able to come out with a win.
You closed them out in the fourth, like you said, and I feel like a sign of a great team is the ability to close out close games in the fourth with great final quarters by just executing your offense and playing your game. What'd your team do well in that final frame?
Well, it was the last 4 minutes. You know, with I think about four and a half left, we were down three or four and went on about, a 10-2 run there during that time, and we executed what we did. We weren't worried about, you know, individually stuff and you know, just trying to be individuals. We closed it out as a team there and got some stops defensively. We were not very good defensively last night. We were chasing a lot instead of playing defense, and a lot like we did in the first half against Cookeville, we chased a lot against Cookeville, which led to open shots. And, you know, good high school basketball players are going to make open shots if their feet are set and able to shoot it. So, you know, Crossville did a really good job of attacking us. And, you know, there late in the fourth, we got about four straight stops there defensively, which helped us.
You've mentioned your depth all year long, Coach, as a vital part of your team, and it's been on full display so far this week. Two players I want to talk about. First, Elena Stiles. What is it that makes her so difficult to guard?
Well, she's truly and honestly, she's a guard. And we're having to play her at the four right now just to help us out. And, you know, she does some versatile things for us. She can shoot it. She can drive it. She's a good defender. She's long arms, which causes some trouble for people. But, you know, she does a really good job for us on the ball and off the ball.
And she seems like she makes her mark on the game no matter what's asked for, whether it's crashing the boards, guarding one of the team's better players, or just making plays in the paint or shooting the three. Is that just one of her greatest strengths, that she just does whatever it is you need her to do?
Well, yes, she's able to do a lot. You know, she had a great freshman year for us. And, you know, this year she started off a little slow, but now she's starting to get going a little bit. So, you know, for us to continue to be successful, we're going to have to continue to have big plays and big minutes out of her.
We head from Sparta to Jamestown, where the York Dragons overcame a long day of travel after school on Tuesday to earn a tough district win over Watertown.
Well, it was a big district game for us, you know, to go down there on a Tuesday night and to pick up a win was, you know, that was big for us. I think, you know, we got several games right here toward the tail end of the season where, you know, we're playing Tuesday night road games. And Tuesday night road games are tough. They're a test for your kids, especially, you know, when you're driving 1 hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours to get to the game. And last night it was just kind of a struggle for us, you know, traveling and going down there to play a well-coached team. And you know, we felt very fortunate to go down there and get a win and escape with a W for the district. So it turned out well for us.
It's got to say a lot about the leadership on your team, though, that even with the long traveling, even with, you know, it being a big district game in a hostile environment, they still respond very well and still, you know, you still leave with the win, right?
Yeah, it's key to have a couple kids on your team that kind of step up and kind of lead and carry you in those types of games. And our two seniors, Roger Meadows and Noah Smith, done a good job of just stepping up in that leadership role, and especially in some of these tough contests, these tough games, and just playing well and playing solid, and that's what you got to have, you know. And I think a lot of our young kids, younger sophomores and juniors that don't have a lot of experience, you know, I think they kind of follow along and kind of follow the lead of our seniors. So they've done a great job for us, and you know, we've still got several weeks left of the season, and they've got to continue to do a good job just, you know, leading our team, and especially in these tough situations like road games on Tuesday night. So
I know Nick's been playing really, really well as of late, and he had a really good game near the end of last week. What is it that's been key to his performance lately?
Nicholas Smith?
Yes, sir.
Nick, he's a sophomore. A lot of people don't realize that. We started him and played him a lot last year as a freshman. And, he's just he's more of a spark plug for us. He's a high-energy type kid. He's a good athlete. He's grown, gotten taller. He's a lot stronger than he was last year. And, he's been, he's key to us having a good team. We've got to have him playing well. And the last few games, he's done a great job being aggressive and, you know, playing well offensively. So, you know, you take him along with our two seniors, you know, it's very important for him to play well. And he's done a good job. He's a good leader himself, a very positive young man that plays hard. And he's just a key part of our team.
We hope you'll join us for segment two of the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders as we visit with the Lady Cavs and the Lady Bulldogs from Clay County. Welcome back to the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. We start this segment in Cookeville with the Lady Cavs, who lost their first district game of the season to the AP number 7 ranked Stone Memorial Panthers.
Well, KK picked up two early fouls. She had two in the first quarter, then she picked up a third on a charge call in the second quarter. So I had to start the third quarter without her. And that just kind of gets us off kilter, I guess, because we're not used to playing without her, especially starting a quarter. And then we just we had a hard time guarding their bigs inside, and they went on a little run, and we could not find the basket. And so I got KK back in, and once I got her back in and got Shayla Cunningham in, and she gave us a little spark. And once we got back in the groove of things, we were fine, but it was too late at that point.
How were they able to get to the free throw line with such consistency last night?
Well, they're just so strong in the post. And, you know, we got stuck behind. You know, we were trying to get around a little bit more in front than where we were, and they're just so strong. And they pinned us deep, and we just had a hard time keeping them from scoring, and then ended up fouling them when they didn't score. So we just got to do a better job next time we play them of, you know, bringing a double team or working to get out around in front. But I think we can work it out.
And then that's obviously an area where KK goes out of the game, and they're probably sitting over there looking like, hey, let's get this thing inside as much as we can and take advantage while she's not in the game.
Right, yeah. And, it hurts us not having her on the offensive end too. Even when she's not scoring, she creates a lot of our offense. So it just, you know, got us out of our game without her being in there. I mean, she probably sat a good part of the game, and you know that hurts us when we depend so much on her just being in there to, you know, create things.
And then the 3-point shot really didn't fall for you guys last night. You hit three, but you only gave up three. So is that a wash you're willing to take as a coach?
Well, against a team like Stone, where they're going to have so many points in the paint, we've got to find a way to outweigh that. And so, we had some good looks at it, just didn't fall, and they're such a good rebounding team. We didn't get many second opportunities, which is something we're not used to, because we're used to getting in there and fighting on the offensive boards. And so that hurt us a little bit, only getting one shot of possession at it. I think we didn't get many offensive boards. But, no, I think we've got to we've got to knock those down when we get the opportunity to try to get as big of an advantage as we can.
Talked about KK when she went out of the game, and it's not always her scoring, but she opens up the court for everybody else and she creates. Who do you look to step up when she is out for whatever reason?
Well, it could be a different player every night. I mean, you know, last night, like I said, defensively, Shaylin Cunningham stepped up, you know, against Sparta. Jordan Gillis stepped up. So, you know, it depends. I'm playing enough kids where we're not just leaning on one or two kids. You know, we're whoever gets in there and can get it done, has a mismatch. You know, a lot of it depends on matchups, and, you know, we're kind of hard for them to guard too, because, you know, they've got two post players trying to guard our guards. And so we were just trying to, you know, see what we could do with that. But you just, you know, we made our own little run, and then Caps just killed us in the lane three straight possessions with KK got stuck on her and, you know, couldn't chance getting that fifth foul. So it hurt us. And I was short on timeouts from where I used them all early. So it was just, you know, kind of didn't work out for us there late.
We head from Cookeville to Clay County, where the Lady Bulldogs have responded to a tough loss against Pickett County with wins over Red Bowling Springs, Gordonsville, and Trousdale County.
I think our defense. We've really guarded some teams over the last little stretch, so definitely our defense.
So it seems like your girls have also really answered or responded well to the Pickett County loss a few weeks ago.
I think so. You know, we're just struggling to find some consistency right now. But I've told the girls over a course of a 30-game season, every team's going to have two or three games they play well. In two or three games, they probably play over their heads. And then the rest is kind of what you are. And like I said, we're just trying to find some consistency.
Is that something that's kind of – you have to preach a lot to a younger team about, you know, just kind of putting the bad ones behind you?
Definitely. You know, definitely more so with younger teams. It's harder to be consistent. But we're still trying to find some leaders and trying to develop some consistency. But overall, I like our direction.
Yeah, Katie and Briley really seemed like they carried the load on offense last night. They combined for 40 points. But I think what's going to fly under the radar is they also combined for 17 rebounds in a game where rebounding was important.
Oh, that's huge. You know, we're pretty undersized, so we depend definitely on our rebounding. And Rachel Kopas, you know, she's been either our leading rebounder or second leading rebounder just about all year from the point guard spot. So that's pretty huge for us as well.
And I think another part on the box score that stuck out to me was for Rachel was the 8 assists, because again, you know, turnovers were kind of big in this game. But
yeah, Rachel's playing really well right now. Her scoring's not been there the last couple games, but it'll come. It just depends on how teams guard her. You know, some teams are going to try to take Rachel away, and some teams are going to let Rachel go crazy. So but Rachel's a good player, and she's making plays even if it's not scoring.
So digging a little deeper on the offense last night, you know, Briley shoots 8 for 11, and then the rest of the team combines, I think when I added it up, it was 10 for 40. Is it just shots not going down? Was it just tough defense by Trousdale?
Yeah, we just missed some shots. We came out and made some early and then kind of cooled off a bit after that, but we missed some wide-open layups that kind of would have iced the game. And, you know, we got good shots pretty much most of the night. We just missed them.
Team that plays better defense ends up winning these kind of games. Just what is it that your girls have – what is it that has made your girls buy into your system so much?
We work on it every day. You know, work on defensive fundamentals, closeouts, slides, box outs. It's just stuff that we work on every day. And the kids know that if they're going to go on the floor, they have to play defense.
So I mentioned earlier kind of a turnover-filled game. I think the teams combined for almost 50 turnovers last night.
Yeah.
How do you kind of get your players more in sync and cut down on those?
Just practice, stress and value in the ball. We had a really big problem with turnovers early in the season up until about Christmas. And then since Christmas, you know, we've really, really stressed it throughout the year. And it's been a lot better since Christmas particularly. And, you know, last night it's kind of crept up again, so we got to touch back on that in practice.
In segment 3 of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, we hear from the Clark Range girls and the Van Buren boys, who each picked up district wins on Thursday night. At the halfway mark of the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders, we hear from Clark Range's Lamar Rogers, whose Lady Buffaloes beat Pickett County 50-35 Tuesday night. Coach Rogers said the game was much closer than the final score indicated.
Well, here again, both teams pretty hard, as typical Clark Range game, and you know, their defense was very good. Clark defense won the game for us, only with 35 points. We was up at the half, 25-18, and had Corey Howard getting out of trouble, had to sit her in the third quarter, and actually ended up having three with 4 miles and had tips. They made a run. You know, teams make runs, and we responded and hit some big shots, and you know, felt like took the game back over. And then the last 2 minutes and third, we went to a delay game, which we're pretty good at. Four free throws the rest of the game.
I believe you made 9 threes, and you really limited the looks that Pickett County was able to get.
Well, we did, and you know, we had some girls that could do a good job. The election had a big night. 11 hit 3-pointers. I also had 7 rebounds. She's playing. Everybody's trying to play special teams. You know, they're leading us in scoring about 16 points a game, and just very skilled players. And here again, Chloe Harrod, our post player, got foul trouble last night. She did a solid job. You know, Maddie Bush, a freshman girl, is doing a good job and dribbling to her team. And then, you know, Mackenzie Powell, another post, is doing. We're balanced and everything, but everybody's trying to concentrate also on Cassie and Kaylee Mundy. But we had, you know, had 12 turnovers a game, which is too many. I think they had 18, but just a hard fought game. And, you know, we had control of it. Then, you know, they made a run, and then we responded and everything. So it was, we had a packed house, a great atmosphere, and, you know, real ticket for the victory.
The Clark Range girls and Van Buren boys are both undefeated in their respective districts this season. We now talk with head coach Dustin Sullivan and see if his team's finally healthy at this point in the season.
At this point, we're finally healthy. Finally got everybody back right after Christmas, so we're at full strength right now.
You're 5-13 overall, but at the end of the day, you're 3-0 in your district, and you've started to, like you said, I can tell you've got everybody back. You're starting to play a lot more competitive basketball.
Well, last night was tough. South Pitt's very, very athletic. We built a lead and then let them get back into it. So, but it was good to win a close game. And to be in that type of an environment on the, you know, opponent's home floor with them, have a lot of momentum and find a way to get a win. Like you said, we've not won as many as we would have liked to at this point. Some of that's been injuries, some of it's been toughness, you know, and some of it's just been kind of inexperience. But I do feel like that we're playing better and maybe hopefully about to turn the corner.
And you talked about the inexperience. You know, you were having to play probably some guys throughout that time where you had people injured that you hadn't maybe thought that you were going to play. Well, now they're probably pushed down a little bit, but when you know if you need to put them in the game, you know they've been through the battle a little bit. How do you feel about the depth of your team to this point?
I feel pretty good about it. You know, we're not like ultra deep. We're probably playing 8 or 9 kids right now. You know, if we needed to go a little bit deeper, I think that we could if we had to in a pinch. But right now, I mean, we, you know, it was up and down last night, and we didn't seem to get fatigued, and you know, and have any issues like that. So, you know, depth wise, at this point, I feel okay.
And as we look at that game with South Pitt last night, you touched on, you had the 13-point lead at halftime, and they began to chip away at that. But when you get to tournament time, it's all about experience and playing. So that has to be important.
Yeah, I felt really good. We actually, you know, I think at one point they maybe took a point or two lead, and, you know, we didn't lose our composure. We stayed in control, didn't do anything, you know, trying to do too much, you know, in the moment, and took a good punch from them, and was able to get back up and like I said, stay under control, and was able to run a little bit of time off the clock late, and then hit free throws down the stretch. So it was a good win.
And then you play Bledsoe this Friday night at home there in Spencer. You have already beat them once by 2 points at their place. So what are you expecting out of Bledsoe this Friday night?
Well, that's probably our biggest rival. So it'll be packed. It'll be a great environment. We beat them on a buzzer beater last time that we played them, and so I'm sure that they will be trying to, you know, be looking for some revenge.
talk about Austin Hodges hit 10 three-pointers in a game to break the school record. What was that like just to kind of be there and be a part of that?
It was a lot of fun. Probably the best part of it was the kid that actually held the record, got it last year as a junior, and he was sitting on the bench, and he was asking for me to put Austin back in so he could hit another one to break his own record. So I thought that said a lot about being a good teammate and set a good example for the younger kids about, you know, who it's, you know, that it's about everybody and not just one person.
Segment 4 of the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders starts off with the DeKalb County girls, and we will finish up that segment with the number 3-ranked 2A boys basketball team from Baxter, the Upperman Bees. Thank you for listening to the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. We visit with the Lady Tigers of DeKalb County, who overcame a tough start offensively that saw them score only 4 first quarter points to defeat Smith County on Tuesday. What was the difference late in the game? Hear what Danny Fish had to say about his team's gritty effort.
The first half was marred with, you know, bad shooting from us. We just didn't shoot the ball very well. It was great to see the kids come out and, you know, battle through some adversity and stick with it and, you know, finally knock down some shots at the end. But you got to give it up to Smith County, man. They played unbelievable and played hard and did a good job of taking some things away from us that we're good at and forcing us to shoot some deep shots. But I'm just glad that their kids showed a lot of poise and, you know, knocked some down at the end.
So you mentioned the shooting struggles, and I think the first quarter was really indicative of that. You only scored 4 points. What were some of the struggles that you saw on your end of the floor as far as offense goes?
I mean, just, you know, not being able to put the ball in the hole. I mean, it's not like we weren't getting good looks. I mean, we were getting good looks for good shooters. It was just, couldn't make one. And then, you know, after a shooter shoots, you know, a couple different shots, and they don't make any, they start to get a little headsy, you know, and but we changed up some things that we were doing against what they were doing. So it allowed us to get in a little bit better rhythm, but it definitely hurts when, you know, 2 of our best players are on the bench with foul trouble. You know, our point guard, Maya Rush, was on the bench pretty much the whole game in foul trouble. And whenever she's off the floor, we're definitely not as efficient as we are when she's on the floor. I mean, you know, having that quarterback on the floor, that head coach on the floor, you know, I mean, it just makes a big difference getting the pieces where they need to be to get the shots that we want in the system that we run.
So normally a first quarter like that would put a team behind the 8-ball. It didn't last night for you guys because your defense held very, very well in the first quarter as well. What adjustments did you make on offense?
Just running. They were running a 3-2 packet in, you know, with Katie Farrell down on the block for us and running the middle. We just tried to space the floor, try to get, you know, a lot of good ball movement in place for us, trying to open up the middle. It didn't happen really, but we wasn't trying to necessarily get scores from the middle because they were just collapsing on everything. From all angles, we were just making sure that we were getting, the ball to the middle to get the kick out, to get comfortable threes, you know, where we were sitting, you know, waiting for the ball where we could step into it versus, you know, driving and kicking and getting a deeper three. It really wasn't about any adjustments that we made. It was more about our kids, you know, finally knocking down some open looks that they'd been getting earlier in the game.
So we talked a lot about offense. What did you like about the overall defensive effort, especially in that first quarter, because that really kept you in the game?
Well, I mean, we've been defending pretty good at times. We just played a lot of man last night and tried to pressure them, you know, with good. The bad thing is that, you know, we played, you know, pretty good defense, but, you know, we got into the foul column real early and, you know, fouled a lot. I mean, there was a lot of fouls called in the game last night. What was good about that is it really kind of showed us, you know, kind of how deep we can be. I mean, we played, I mean, you seen the book. I mean, I think we had 8 people that scored last night, or 9 people. And it's always good to see your bench come off and, you know, step up in situations that they're able to step up in. And but defensively, you know, we just try to apply ball pressure, and we just try to apply pressure all the floor, You know, we trapped everything, all pick and rolls, all dribble handoffs. I mean, we just tried to make them real uncomfortable trying to score the ball, and we did a good job of that. But sometimes we, you know, occasionally bailed them out with a foul. And, you know, give it to Smith County. They stayed aggressive. They got to the free throw line. They knocked, you know, free throws down to try to stay in, you know, stay in the game and stay up at times. And we just kind of really battled through a rough night for us, to be honest with you.
From Smithville to Baxter, we check in with the Upperman Bees boys basketball team. Upperman earned a dominant 81-45 win over Macon County on Tuesday, and head coach Bobby McWilliams said he really likes the production he got off the bench and the intensity his team played with defensively.
Well, I thought that we finally were able to get the pace on offense moving a little bit better, and we started locking down and defending a little better than we initially started. But, just same with this team. I just think it's, somebody different stepping up each night. And that's kind of what happened last night. We got some good minutes, really good minutes out of our bench again. And plus, I thought our starters played well. Wasn't perfect, but on the road in this league, it's, you know, you just any win's a win. And I thought we played hard and had spurts where we played really well. So, as a coach, just try to keep getting better every day. And we'll come back in here this afternoon and go to work and see what we can get done.
Yeah, Jackson Fox has played exceptionally off the bench for you as of late. What is it that makes him that perfect fit for your first sub off the bench?
Well, Jackson's really came into his own. He's always been a good player. He's just physically not been really ready to play, and you know, if you ask him, he'll tell you that he just wasn't ready. And but he's been able to come in. He's a good player. He's a good shooter. He's a good passer. He defends hard. He understands how to play. So just being able to plug him in that situation, he's been able to step in and makes some perimeter shots, and that's helped us as well. He's just got a good all-around game, and he's fitting in well, and the guys trust him. They got confidence in him, so that makes a big difference for players coming off the bench as well.
What are some of the challenges that come with being in that sixth man role, and how does Jackson handle it so well?
I just think you just kind of have to know where you fit in, and, I've told these guys all along that our bench is just as important as the guys that starts the game for us, because I think that's, maybe what separates us, this team, from some of the teams we've had that have been really good in the past, is that our depth is so good. We've got, I just feel like that each of these guys have to be ready. We try to get them to understand that and understand how the role of bench players play. Sometimes it's a lot of minutes, sometimes it's not many, but that's kind of what their job is. And for them to be able to accept that at that age says a lot about their character. We talk to them about it quite a bit, and they've really bought into their roles, and they do it, perfectly. So we can't ask for anything more out of these guys.
In the fifth and final segment of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, we hear from Monterey and Warren County girls basketball teams. And just like that, the fifth and final segment of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. We open this segment with Mark Sims at Monterey High School, who recaps their loss at Red Bowling Springs on Tuesday night.
We played well for the majority of the game last night. I know that, the score at the end didn't reflect that, but, where we're at right now is consistency, and that's where we've been at for a little while now, but it's getting better. We were toe-to-toe with them for the majority of the first half, and then we had about a two-minute run there in the second half where they hit four threes, to the best of my memory. They hit four threes in one stretch there, and so now we go into halftime and we're down by 12 instead of going to halftime, tied up. We played 14 minutes toe-to-toe with them, and then we give them a two-minute run to kind of end the half. And so we go to half down by 12. We get back in the second half, and kind of the same scenario. You know, we keep it at a 12, back to 9, you know, back up to 13, back and forth, kind of. And then we let them have another, you know, minute and a half, 2 minute stretch where we didn't defend very well and they hit some shots, which is what good teams do. And next thing you know, it's a 20-point game, you know. So that's kind of where we were at last night.
And coach, I feel like that's probably, you're in the same boat with a lot of people. You'll play really well for, like you said, 12 or 14 minutes of the first half and then give them a cheap run there late.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, that's what we're trying to find is just that, you know, that intensity for 32 minutes and instead of 25 or 26 minutes. And, you know, we keep preaching it. We talk about it a lot. We work on it the best we can. You know, that's not one of those things, at least I don't know, how to really work on that in practice, really, other than just talk about it and try to motivate them and that sort of thing. So, you know, we're just trying to get better at it.
Again, said a lot about a lot of teams, especially for Monterey, when the three ball's dropping for you guys, it's a really close game.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you said it yourself. That's you know, I'm sure most teams can say that. When they're knocking down shots, they're pretty good. But yeah, you're right. Again, too, though, it's really it seems to be more true with us. When we're shooting it good, we're hard to guard. And when we're not, we did a lot better job last night at the foul line. We didn't get to shoot a whole lot of them, but we hit the majority of our foul shots. We were only 6 for 7, which isn't a lot, but we've had several games where we've shot in the 30% range from the foul line, and one game we were 10 for 23, I think, and we only lost by 4 points, you know. So you get up shooting in the 70% range from the foul line, and you win that game. So, yeah, we got to shoot the ball better.
From one young team to another, the Warren County girls held Ray County to 13 first-half points, but couldn't keep that effort there in the second half.
Yeah, we executed our game plan, and we were really happy with it. We wanted to control the pace, and we did everything we wanted to the first half, and completely did the opposite the second half. So could you know, ended up being very frustrating because we showed that we could do it. We just couldn't put two halves together.
Coach, is that probably one of the more frustrating things that you've had to come across this season, is seeing your team have that capability of doing it and then not consistently do it?
Yeah, you know, it is really frustrating. Anytime you're young like that, you're going to have inconsistency, and that's what we've been. You know, we've got to play a complete game, and we've been trying to preach to them, you know, you got to put four quarters together, and usually we're only able to put a couple or, you know, two or three together, and that's just where we're trying to grow as a team. And there are glimpses of some positive areas that we can continue to work on, but we just have to get better overall with our consistency.
You talked about executing your game plan early and then the second half just completely not doing it. Without giving away the secret to what you guys were doing, what was that game plan that allowed you to hold a team to 13 first half points?
Well, that's tough. I mean, a lot of it too, you know, they just weren't shooting the ball well. But they really like to spread you out, and they have, I mean, every one of their girls on their team can shoot threes. And so, you know, ideally, threes are going to hurt you more than twos, and they shoot it very well. And we wanted to take that away. And so that's what we were able to do early in the game is to take away the three-pointer, but anytime they did shoot, you know, try to contest it. And we didn't do too terrible in the second half with that. Where they got us was on our turnovers, and that's where you saw the – they sped us up. They pressured us. We turned the ball over, and a lot of their points came in transition. You know, we wanted to get them in the half court, and so it wasn't just our defense in the first half. It was the fact that we weren't turning the ball over, as many times in the first half, and so that kept them to the half court. But when they came out second half and really pressured us, that really ramped up their transition. So that's what kind of led to the whole thing falling apart there.
And that's it for this week's edition of the High School Playbook, built each and every week by Mountain Barn Builders. We will have full coverage of all your favorite high schools and sports teams at ucsportsnation.com. ucsportsnation.com, driven by East Tennessee Dodge. For Rusty Ellis, I'm Justin Matheny.